The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
All right, everybody. About 24 hours ago, a burst of constitutionalism filled the air. The Supreme Court, with a 6-3 constitutionalist majority, standing up for the Second Amendment. Is the hour at hand, is the day at hand when we will take a look at this very same Supreme Court, bolstered by nominees from President Trump, standing up for the Constitution and wiping away the blight that is Roe v. Wade. Our eyes are peeled, and no matter what happens, it is still Friday.
Ah, I feel good. I feel good. Ow! I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good.
You want me to say I feel good?
I feel good.
I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got a year.
From the other side of the world, the Australian boys of Jet.
Got your rounds going round in my head. Got your supersonic beats mixing up my kids.
Little rollover DJ.
Dance, little DJ, come on.
Remember, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? That was those guys. I like them. All right, here we go. Let's talk about some things in the news this week, and let's talk about some things that may be at hand. And again, my constant stature, my constant default setting is let the game come to me. Tell me if Roe v. Wade drops. Tell me if the Dobbs case decision comes down. Rhonda is spoiled. Stand by. Hang on a second. We may be on to it. It may be happening as we speak. Stand by. I am hopping to the TV box. I am hopping to, and we are done. And we are done. The headline coming off every report that I see: Supreme Court reverses Roe v. Wade. Supreme Court reverses Roe v. Wade. Let me hop to every online source that I have. Hang on a second. This is live on Fox News right now.
In real time outside the U.S. Supreme Court in our nation's capital.
What you're seeing there are people who are overjoyed about the decision in this particular shot here. And then you also have people who are obviously going to be dismayed about this. This leak happened about 56 days ago or so, 55 days ago, and they've been waiting for this. We do have some great team coverage for you. We believe Shannon Bream, are you available to us now?
I am. And as you know, we now get these by computer. In the old days, we would get the hard copies and we would run them down the steps. But the initial first line of the read of the syllabus, which is not the actual opinion, but it is the summary of the decision, it says that Roe and Casey are overruled. And the voting that we thought was together, it looks like it has stayed together. Justice Alito has authored the opinion. He is joined by Justices Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Thomas, and Barrett. There are a couple of concurrences. The one that we're most interested in is going to be the one by the Chief Justice. And we'll see what he had to write, because we've thought all along he would not be a vote to overturn Roe. but that he would be somebody who might want to try to find some middle ground. That Mississippi law, which bans most abortions after 15 weeks, that he would essentially probably uphold that, but not want to go that extra step.
I want to pause, and I just want to tell you what I'm seeing in front of the Supreme Court. I mean, it is bedlam. It is it is the energy. I mean, we're going to see a lot of different types of energies today. Excuse me, the energy of celebration of those for whom this is a day where the protection of the unborn is bolstered. But the most important thing, the thing that is factually true, obviously this is a massive pro-life victory. If you're just joining us, the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. It has happened. A lot of people thought this might be next week. There are more rulings to come next week, but there was something that was odd about this day, this extra decision day. Was this tacked on in order to sort of provide an occasion for this? Roe v. Wade has been overturned by at least a 5-4 majority. It may be 6-3 if Chief Justice John Roberts decides to sign on. You may join us now. I'm going to cover a little bit of this. We're going to listen to some of the reaction. We're going to cover this as breaking news, obviously, for just a few minutes. But then, listen, we got 46 minutes of show left. And let me hear from you. 866-660-5759. Again, Shannon Bream on Fox News there at the Supreme Court.
15 weeks, that he would essentially probably uphold that, but not want to go that extra step for Roe. And the court essentially says today that Roe and Casey are gone. It says, we end this opinion where we began. Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. The judgment of the Fifth Circuit reversed and remanded for further proceedings. So Roe and Casey, officially, this vote is out. The votes are in. Once it's officially out, you know, the leak, it was interesting, but it didn't lock these votes in. They're now officially in. And Roe and Casey, you can hear, I think, a lot of the pro-life groups that are out there behind us at the court. They've been fighting for this ever since Roe. And now this victory that many of them didn't think was going to be possible, some of them in their lifetimes. But based on these states that after Roe and in the last couple of years have specifically passed laws they knew would go immediately to court, Mississippi was one of those. Many of the lawmakers involved said our ideal in this is to get this to the court to challenge Roe. They knew it wouldn't stand up against initial challenges or that it would be immediately in court.
So I'm taking a look at some of the online reaction, and it is obvious elation from the and again, I'll phrase this both ways because they're both true. A day of elation for pro-lifers. We have fought for this for half a century, but the rule of law point to be made. Is it a glorious thing for the victory of my side politically, my side morally? Of course it is. Of course I'm thrilled about this, but the objective glory of this as one of, and I'm not prone to hyperbole, one of the great days in American history. Sometimes great days in American history are because magnificent things have proactively, positively happened. Sometimes great days in American history are because terrible things have been undone. This is one of those days. And the phraseology you're going to see, because again, you know where the media culture lies. You're going to see things like this from the Associated Press. U.S. Supreme Court overturns the landmark Roe v. Wade case. Yeah, guess what? The Roe v. Wade case was flimsy and fictitious. The landmark decision is today, ending nearly 50 years of protections for abortion. It's almost like a drinking game, but you'll have a coma by noon. If the times when the dominant media culture will tell you about protections, the Supreme Court is ending a half century of abortion protections. Protections, protections, protections of what? Protections of what? Obviously, the right to get an abortion. I understand that. In the English language, I get that. But the protection that will now be far more possible, not mandatory, but possible, is the protection that states seek to afford in protecting the unborn, the truly voiceless in this controversy. In Texas, the trigger law kicks in immediately. In Texas, abortion is illegal immediately with one asterisk, and that is the life of the mother. Obviously, if you're about to die because of your pregnancy, you win. Your life counts too, obviously. Short of that, it is not the fault of the unborn life if it is created by the admittedly horrific crimes of rape and incest. And I'll tell you what, if this is a day that is a call to action and a day that is a burst of energy, people who work for places like Rhonda does at Birth Choice, because there are going to be women who are going to get pregnant, they're going to be in crisis, and the abortion option, the killing the baby option, no longer on the table. Places like Birth Choice are going to be there for those women. Places, these angels walking among us are going to help these women. They are not going to be cast loose. Hey, screw you. You got raped or you're a victim of incest. We don't care about you. That has always been a damnable lie. Always been a damnable lie. We are going to care for you. The pro-life movement, the good-hearted people everywhere will always care for people who are pregnant, don't want to be, for whatever reason, just don't want to be moms, or it was a crime that resulted in the conception, but it's never been the baby's fault, and we're not going to kill the baby. That is the Texas trigger law that kicks in immediately today. It is 9:19. Let me just shape it up for you if you're just joining us. The Supreme Court has reversed Roe v. Wade this morning. Praise God Almighty. Your thoughts are welcome, 866-660-5759. I did not know this day, that I would see this day. I figured it would come. If you'd asked me 10 years ago, I'd say, what, Roe's been around for 40 years. Of course, it could be around for another 40, and I'm not likely to be. And but here it is. Here it is. Here it is. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. 9:20.
That day comes, and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever.
Little mercy me. And I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
And it seems appropriate as the Supreme Court has struck down Roe v. Wade. Let me get just a smidge of just there's believe you, Melissa, the internet is on fire. Cable news on fire. Moments ago, Andy McCarthy on Fox News.
Look, it's a great day for life. It's a great day for the restoration of constitutional jurisprudence. It's just a great day. I mean, the opinion is exactly what we had reason to expect it would be in early May. The court, despite the terrible onslaught of protests and intimidation attempts over the last 7 weeks, stood strong, went through its ordinary process. I suspect the reason that it took 7 weeks is because of what we're seeing as we're trying to read through this, which is, that the judges on, justices on both sides did, their usual yeoman's work trying to get this done and in a shape that befit the grandeur of this occasion. So
this history will look back on today like we look back on the abolition of slavery and the liberation of the concentration camps. It is a day when abject evil has suffered a major defeat and many innocent humans will live and be free because of it. That's our buddy Matt Walsh on Twitter moments ago. Okay, phone calls. 866-660-5759. We're in Plano. Dennis, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Well, thank God for Trump appointees. But, my concern is the federal funding for, like, Planned Parenthood. I'm hoping that will change now in light of all this.
It's always been controversial. You know, should our taxpayer dollars go to fund something we disagree with? Taxpayer dollars go to fund all kinds of things I disagree with. Our members of Congress can probably I mean, you remember there was a thing called the Hyde Amendment, which said that, you know, we're not going to send federal money to fund abortions, et cetera, et cetera. Most abortion funding is state by state. That probably continues. There's probably nothing in this that prevents Congress from funding Planned Parenthood or anybody else that it wishes, because the ruling does what it does and does not do what some people thought that it would do, and that somehow ban abortion completely or ban the funding of it. It's still legal anywhere that states want it to be. The big difference today is that if a state wants to constrain it, it can. And Roe v. Wade has always stopped pro-life states from protecting the unborn. That has been a half-century scourge, and it's over. In Flower Mound, John, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mark. So I've got a question for you. Now that the Supreme Court has struck down Roe versus Wade, do you think it will deter liberals from migrating to states like Texas?
Oh, funny. Gotcha. That all of a sudden, if everybody... So if I'm understanding... All right, let me go through the thought process. Right now, there are a lot of people who tend to lean Democrat, but California's a nightmare, New York is a nightmare, so they're moving to red states for better taxes, better home values, a better quality of life. Might this dissuade them, because they'd then be moving into a far more staunch pro-life environment?
Pro-life and pro-gun.
You got that right. Yeah, exactly right. You can carry a weapon and you can't kill a baby. It's become a little less Democrat friendly. Number of people basing their residential decisions on that is probably fairly small. Could some folks be found who would say, you know, I was thinking of moving to Texas now. You know, I'm a big hardcore Democrat. I was thinking of moving to Texas, but now I won't. And you know what? Suits me just fine. Thank you, John. It is 9:30. Into the newsroom we go. Nikki Whaley is there. And how great is this ruling? Would you like to hear from some of it? Because I've got it right in front of me. Hang on a second. Let me. I'm old and blind. Let me make this a little bit bigger so that I can do this. Mississippi Dobbs, state health officer of the Mississippi Department of Health, versus the Jackson Women's Health Organization, decided June 24th, 2022. The Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled. The authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. This, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely was the crux, the gist of the Samuel Alito draft that was leaked. What was that? Almost a couple of months ago. And in those intervening couple of months, there has been so much drama, obviously, so much speculation, so much fear, honestly, that maybe these justices would fold, that maybe they would buckle, that maybe they would adjust their rulings based on personal feelings, personal fears, that they would lose their focus on the one thing that matters, the one thing that matters, and that is the Constitution. Continuing, the critical question is whether the Constitution, properly understood, confers a right to obtain an abortion. Casey's controlling opinion skipped over that question and reaffirmed Roe solely on the basis of stare decisis. Stare decisis is a highfalutin Latin term that means, hey, respect those precedents. Give veneration and give perhaps unwavering cred to past decisions. Past decisions are worthy of a certain regard. And by the way, they are. A precedent is not nothing. It's not a meaningless vacuum. In taking a look at a Supreme Court, should always be thoughtful, before it overturns something that a prior court has said. But in the ruling, again, a proper application of stare decisis, however, requires an assessment of the strength of the grounds on which Roe was based. The court therefore turns to the question that the Casey plurality did not consider. First, the court reviews the standard that the court's cases have used to determine whether the 14th Amendment's reference to liberty protects a particular right. The Constitution makes no express reference to a right to obtain an abortion, but several constitutional provisions have been offered as potential homes for an implicit constitutional right. Roe held that the abortion right is part of a right to privacy that springs from the 1st, 4th, 5th, 9th, and 14th Amendments. The Casey Court grounded its decision solely on the theory that the right to obtain an abortion is part of the liberty, in quotes, protected by the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause. Others have suggested that support can be found in the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, but that theory is squarely foreclosed by the court's precedents, which establish that a state's regulation of abortion is not a sex-based classification and is thus not subject to the heightened scrutiny that applies. Next, the court examines whether the right to obtain an abortion is rooted in the nation's history and tradition, and whether it's an essential component of ordered liberty. The court finds that the right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition. The underlying theory on which Casey rested, that the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause provides substantive as well as procedural protection for liberty, has long been controversial. The court's decisions have held that the Due Process Clause protects two categories of substantive rights, those rights guaranteed by the first 8 amendments to the Constitution, and those rights deemed fundamental that are not mentioned anywhere else in the Constitution. In deciding whether a right falls into either of those categories, the question is whether the right is, quote, deeply rooted in our history and tradition, and whether it's essential to this nation's scheme of ordered liberty. The term liberty alone provides little guidance. Thus, historical inquiries are essential whenever the court is asked to recognize a new component of the liberty interest. All right, I'll stop reading now. You can read it yourself. I just put it up on Twitter. History is thus made. This is a clear-eyed constitutional argument. And today, as we head into this weekend, boy, I'm going to do this kind of on the fly, because first it was a topic, and then I was playing audio, and I've got more. Jonathan Turley of George Washington University was on Fox a few minutes ago with his analysis, and he's always been a straight shooter. But let's do something for a moment. I have, since March of 20, since our lives were all shelved by COVID, I've started each day, each show, with prayer. As we reach the end of this day, the end of this week, and the end of a half century of constitutional fiction under the jackboot of Roe versus Wade, it seems like an opportunity that we should all take to pray as follows, or in any way that you like. Thank you, God, for this day that you have made. Thank you for the clarity from these justices to rule in a way that honors American law. We know that it's going to come down as pro this side or anti that side, and I'm all about that. Look what I do for a living. But this is not about me, and it's not about my pro-lifeness, first and foremost. Of course, it's about my desire to keep babies from getting killed. I totally get that. But the first thing, God, to thank you for is constitutional clarity from the people whose job it is to deliver constitutional clarity. Thank you for the justices who have made this possible. Thank you for the president who made these justices possible. As we move forward into what's going to be a really contentious time, God, wrap your protective arms around this great land. There are going to be a lot of times in history, there have been, there are today, and there will be in the future, times when we are just at each other's throats, times when emotions run sky high, times when passions run deep. Guide us to conduct those emotional outbursts in ways that remain within our law and within your law. Sharp words, hot takes, hot talk show reaction, letters to the editor, social media posts, all good. Let that be a day for this and many days to follow. But let's protect each other from the worst instincts that anybody might bring to the streets, to their homes, to their families, to their relationships. Let this be a time when, as we've always done throughout the history of this great nation, God, that you created, let this be a real test of our measure, of our maturity, and our decency, so that even in this time of great disagreement, of great passion, great elation for some, great disillusionment, disappointment, outright grief for others, I get it. We all get it. There are going to be these moments in history. Let us respond to this time by finding the best in ourselves so that we can argue, so that we can emote, so that we can cheer or cry or anything in between based on how we feel about today's decision. But let us remain within the confines of lawful behavior and let us follow your law. Let us follow a godly path in tackling this very divisive chapter, approaching each other with goodwill, approaching each other with common humanity. And we look to you for guidance to do all of those things, God, and we thank you every day for your blessings. Amen. Man, how is this going to go? How is this going to go? Now that it has happened, now that Roe v. Wade has indeed been overturned, I wrote a Newsweek column some days ago that came just short of saying, get ready for the rioting. I said, nobody likes to predict violence in the streets, but in view of the way the unhinged left has handled just the release of the leak of the Alito draft and the way these people, it's not many. It doesn't have to be many. It doesn't take many people for blood to run in the streets of America tonight. It doesn't take many people for Supreme Court justices' homes. By the way, they're not done. They can't pack for Bora Bora just yet. Rhonda, they've got decision days next week still, don't they? Boy, how anticlimactic will that be? They're not done. There were nine more cases. We didn't. Yeah, there's seven more. So we ain't done. Are they done for the day? I expect they are. You know what? How do you follow this act? So I hope I'm wrong. I'm not sitting here, and nor have I sat here and told you that I know, like I know my own name, that, you know, Supreme Court justices' homes will be firebombed, or that rioters will spill out into the streets, or that these crisis pregnancy centers will be further savaged by leftist violence. I haven't told you that I know that's going to happen, because I don't know that it's going to happen. I fear that it will. Let's phrase it this way. I hope those fears are unfounded. I hope that we can get through this without seeing the worst in us spill out onto the streets. I got about a minute and a half. Then I got a tune to find. I think I got a good one. In a gesture that I hope is indicative of the things I've done for the almost 40 years,
I know, right,
that I've done talk shows, I want to have a word with those of you who are in despair, for those of you who are lamenting this, for those of you who listen to this show, even though you disagree with everything I say, and I'm honored by your listenership, and I appreciate you. And it's really because of you that I want to finish this segment with a word for you. It ain't the end of the world. you had an enjoyable 50-year ride of a constitutional right that was fictitious from day one, and that has been undone. Something doesn't become a constitutional right just because you are passionate about it or because I'm passionate about it. So what happens now is that states that wish to be ghoulishly permissive about abortion still can. Ain't nothing going to change in California, New York, Maryland, Hawaii, Massachusetts. But in the states that have wished for these 50 years to protect babies, those states are going to be able to do so. And in every state capital, there will now be a debate, a battle, legislation that will protect the unborn exactly as much or as little as the residents of that state, as the voters in that state wish to do. And that is a genuinely American exercise. It is a genuinely constitutional thing to do. So, like I do every day, I thank all of you who listen, even in total disagreement with me. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to talk to you guys in next week's shows. Let's see how this week goes. The weekend stands ahead. The weekend stands ahead. I'll send you into it next. I foresaw the brightness of this day and what it would mean. But I'll tell you, you never know until it comes. It has come. The Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade and Casey v. Planned Parenthood. I'm just going to let Blessing Offer take us out, because these are indeed brighter days and there are more to come. And I am so blessed to spend them with you. For producer Rhonda K. Moreland on Twitter at producer Rhonda K, R-O-N-D-A, capital K, Mr. Matt for the technical guru skills, and Nikki Whaley for filling in for Gordon. Have a blessed weekend. Have a fantastic weekend. And we will see you on Monday and see what shakes out of this and how we all handle it and process it. Mike Gallagher is next. What a heck of a show he's got. Listen to it. And I'll see you on Monday morning right here on 660 AM The Answer. God bless you. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.